You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. A 15-year-old girl died in a single vehicle road collision in Baltinglass in County Wicklow in the early hours of Sunday morning. Another tragic death in a year that so far has claimed 71 lives on the road. This holiday weekend saw a road safety enforcement operation in place across the country. It's running from last Thursday through to tomorrow morning. Superintendent Liam Geraghty from the Garda Press Office is on the line. Superintendent Geraghty, good morning. Another life lost weekend, continuing, you know, an upward rise in fatalities on our roads. How are people heeding these warnings to be extra cautious, to slow down, to not drive with drink or other drugs?
Good morning, Mary. And yes, you're correct. Like another very, very tragic incident with another very young life lost on our roads again, adding to, you know, a significant number of young lives have been lost on our roads so far this year. We are seeing some glimmers of hope. I would say maybe that the month of April this year, while we had 11 tragic fatalities on the roads, it was the same as the year before, so it wasn't an increase on previous years. And the number of serious and minor injury road traffic collisions that we are recording is down. So maybe the message is slowly starting to get in there. But what it comes back to is our ongoing message is we are appealing to every user of our road to be careful, particularly drivers, to slow down. If you slow down, if you do have a road traffic collision, and nobody goes out in the morning to have a road traffic collision, but if you do have a road traffic collision, you minimise the impact of that collision if you're driving at a slower speed.
And hopefully, as you say, the message is getting through. What's been happening over the weekend in terms of arrests for suspicions of drink and drug driving, arrests for various speeding and other offences?
So far, and again, unfortunately, these statistics are still not really improving for us. So far, on the first 5 days of from Thursday, we have had approximately 150 drivers arrested for driving under the influence of intoxicants. In the last 48 hours, we've been arresting approximately two drivers every hour for driving under the influence. And we would have thought that that was a message that was clearly out there amongst the driving population, that you don't ever get behind the wheel of a car if you have consumed alcohol or if you have consumed any other form of an intoxicant. And I suppose it also appeals a little bit back to the road safety campaign that we are supporting about talking about this. We don't need to talk. We shouldn't just be talking about road safety at bank holiday weekends. Road safety needs to be a conversation that we're having on a daily basis, and particularly with our younger people on our roads, and particularly encouraging them to, you know, drive responsibly, drive carefully. And if you know somebody who is taking risks, now is the time to have that conversation, because by tomorrow it might be too late.
When you say, you know, two drivers every hour over the course of this campaign this weekend, that's an awful lot. Can you flesh out those statistics a little bit more? Are those offences being committed late at night, during the day? You know, can you tell us a little bit more about when it's happening, where it's happening, and when they're being caught?
Unfortunately, I don't have that detailed analysis just at the moment, and it's something that we
even
would
anecdotally
look at,
from feedback.
I would have to look a little bit more into the detail of it, but it would certainly, we are seeing people being caught the morning after, and that is something that people forget about. But we do see a significant number of people caught during the day. The drunken drink driving is no longer associated with after the pub hours. It is happening right throughout the day, and that is a concern in that people are consuming alcohol or maybe after having a particularly busy night out the night before, getting up the next day and not realising that they are maybe still under the influence of an intoxicant, and on top of that also potentially possibly very, very tired. And we would make an appeal today on a bank holiday Monday. The late afternoon on a bank holiday Monday can actually be quite a dangerous time on our roads. The traffic volumes will have increased. People will be a little bit tuned out because they've had a bank holiday weekend away. They're on their way home. They're feeling safe. And, you know, the weekend is nearly finished. And it's a time when everybody needs to be really, really concentrating on our roads. So we do see that there is a potential increase of road traffic collisions that can occur in the late afternoon or early evening of the Monday of a bank holiday weekend. So our appeal today would be to everybody to please get home safe to wherever you're heading this evening.
And what about this new measure from Commissioner Harris that every Garda is giving 30 minutes of their shift to road safety? Is it yielding results?
It does appear to be yielding results. It is on top of lots of other duties that those members are doing. The direction was that where possible that this extra 13 minutes would be dedicated to road safety. It's not specifically about road enforcement. It is about increasing visibility on our roads. And because we know that increased visibility on the roads does modify driver and road user behaviour, not just for that period of time, but potentially for a number of hours after that visibility occurs. We certainly do know that within the first 2 weeks of that activity, we saw an increase in breath tests. We saw an increase of vehicles being detained for offences mm-hmm. like no insurance or no NCT. And we also did see increases in the number of fixed-charge notices that were being issued for mobile phones and distracted driving. So the aim of it is to increase Garda visibility on mm-hmm. our roads, and by doing so, to modify driver behaviour. But the starting point for a driver is they're the ones who hold the driving licence, and they're the ones who are responsible for their behaviour on their roads, and they are the ones who can be involved in a road traffic collision, which could end up in a fatality.
Superintendent Liam Geraghty, thank you.